If this is your first time joining me on the show, I want to say welcome and thanks for sharing your time with me. In the previous episode, we talked about the three simple truths you must connect with if you truly want to live a well-lived life. In today's episode, we want to take this discussion a bit further and talk about those three simple steps for walking with godly perspective in your everyday life. So before we move forward, here are those three simple things to pay attention to. Step one, constantly remind yourself of what God says about you. Now, why do you want to do this? It is important to you because it will help you to develop a true picture of what God sees when He looks at your life. When you live with a more accurate picture or image of who you are in Christ, it becomes much easier to lead a life that is happier, fulfilled, and satisfied. Think about this. Isn't it easier to put together a jigsaw puzzle when you have a clear image of what it looks like completed? It sure is. God's image of you is a completed image, and by viewing your life from His perspective, it is easier to connect with who you are and who you are born to become so that you can live successfully. It's no accident that God has placed so much wonderful things about you in His Word. God understands that as human beings, we have a tendency to forget who we are and to whom we belong. So the Word acts like a mirror into which we look every day to remind ourselves of what God has said about us. The more we constantly remind ourselves of who we are in Christ, it reshapes our nature. It transforms our identity, and we literally become the people that God has created us to be. Step number two, be willing to let go of your old life perspective and adopt God's new outlook for you. No matter who you are, we all have struggled with faulty images of past mistakes that we've made, messes that we've gotten into, and the pain and frustration various things have brought into our lives. Many times, even though God's grace is available, we still struggle with the full acceptance of His love for us and letting go of past failures. But here is something really important. Our old perspective is too limited for the type of life that God wants us to live through Christ Jesus. That's why we must get rid of it. The late first century writer, Apostle Paul, admonishes us to put on the new man which is created after the image of Christ, to walk in the newness of life. As you go through your day, you can begin to allow God to reshape your life's perspective. And it's as simple as being honest and admitting to Him that you believe He has a better perspective for you to live your life from. Don't be afraid to simply ask your Heavenly Father for His help in releasing your old life patterns and accepting the new ones He has destined for you to walk in. As a matter of fact, He is waiting for you to ask so that He can show you day by day what wonderful life He has for you, both on earth and in heaven. And step three, come into agreement with God about who He has made you to be and where He wants to take your life. When you choose to agree with God, you simply demonstrate this by walking according to His plan and His path for your life. Yes? There are times in our lives that we really don't understand what God is doing or where He's taking us, and it can seem a little scary. Yet, because we are in agreement with Him, we choose to trust Him. The Bible says that two cannot walk together except they agree. So walking in godly perspective in your life happens because you agree with God and also move forward every day with Him on this journey we call life. In our next upcoming episode, we'll talk about the rise of champions and how to overcome the challenges which keep you from becoming whom God has called you to be.